This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. The U.S. potato industry is doing a great job of generating sizable export markets, creating around $4.75 billion in economic activity. But National Potato Council CEO Cam Quarles says a Michigan State University study has identified the three biggest challenges to expanding those markets.
Tariffs are one. Also, exchange rates, how those fluctuate between countries can impact exports. And then the third one, big deal for potatoes and certainly all specialty crops, are these sanitary and phytosanitary issues.
Which leaves some countries, Quarles says, digging in their heels.
We saw that with Mexico. We're certainly seeing it with Japan, is the refusal to negotiate over pest and disease mitigation and some of those technical barriers is what has stopped effectively the market access process. So that it, rather than a tariff debate, it's an SPS and a TBT debate.
And whether it's fresh, dehy, chipped, or frozen, Quarles says they all have their unique potential.
And certainly the countries that you're going into will color some of that, but it's a very impressive, diverse series of export channels that the potato industry is involved in, and we just want to keep that going into the future.
Tune in tomorrow for more on expanding U.S. potato export markets.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.